This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us. Toll free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. As we continue to broadcast to you every single day, we talk about the ideas of freedom and sometimes what's in the news, and of course what has been dominating the headlines recently has been the recent shootings. And I know Dave, Silver Dave, has some comments on those. Welcome, Silver Dave.
Thanks for having me in.
My pleasure. I think Johnson is actually on his way in. He called me from the parking lot, which is normally just a house driveway, but there's actually a bunch of construction outside, so it's actually hard to get to at the moment. So he's on his way in. And let's see. Oh, so in the news, 8chan apparently did lose its hosting, or not hosting, but its Cloudflare. I don't know, Dave, if you're familiar with the Cloudflare service.
I'm not familiar with Cloudflare, no.
You'll see it pop up on like a website. If you're trying to go to a website and the site is down, there'll frequently be a Cloudflare error that comes up. So like it won't be a completely blank page. It'll be an error from Cloudflare that explains that the site in question is no longer available. And so what Cloudflare does is it's a system that that website webmasters can hire. And actually, I think they may still offer a free service. I know a long time ago when they were first getting started, they did a free service, and it was a little buggy. So I tried it for a while, and then I dropped the service. But a lot of major websites use Cloudflare. And what Cloudflare basically does is it provides websites protections against certain types of attacks. So denial of service attacks or other types of online attacks. Cloudflare does that. It distributes the content of the site to different servers around the planet. So if one path to the site is down, it can kind of pick it up at other locations around the planet. So it sort of distributes the site. They do some pretty useful things. And that's why the folks over at 8chan were utilizing Cloudflare until apparently yesterday, according to NBCNews.com, a handful of companies that provide crucial internet services have announced they will not work with the anonymous online forum 8chan and or other companies that work with it in the wake of the shooting in El Paso, in which at least 22 people were killed. And so this is as a result of people contacting Cloudflare and saying, hey, we don't think that you should work with these people because 8chan is basically an internet S show. It's a bunch of, you know, angry young males, many of them. I don't know if all of them are. I don't spend really much time there. I know the site exists, but honestly, I couldn't tell you whether it's 8chan.org or 8chan.com. I don't even know what the URL is of it. Maybe I can pull that up here and see if they've gotten back online since Cloudflare took them down. Looks like it is. Oh, yeah, I was wrong. It's 8ch.net. And I'll let you know if the site's back online. But as of yesterday, Cloudflare took them off. Now, that doesn't mean the site itself would necessarily go away. It just means it would no longer have the Cloudflare protection on the site and would therefore be more perhaps likely to be taken down by a cyber attack of some sort. Cloudflare provides a variety of internet services, including protection against common cyber attacks, said that they plan to cease doing business with 8chan after the alleged gunman had posted his racist screed to the website. Cloudflare CEO Matthew Prince wrote in a blog post that his company was dropping 8chan, which the Anti-Defamation League has tied to the rise of online extremism, after gunmen in Christchurch, New Zealand, and Poway, California, also used the site. So basically, you've got three of this year's gunmen, the most recent ones, some of the most recent shootings on the planet, used 8chan. And did they use it to plan their attacks? No, but they hung out there, basically. And it's kind of like an online message board where anybody can go, and it's unmoderated or very, very near unmoderated. There's very little that will get you dropped off of 8chan as far as if you're a user of the site. And that's, you know, was the purpose of the site. That's the reason why it was put up in the first place, was to give people who are not wanted in any other online community a place that they could kind of call their own.
Where everybody knows your name. Yeah.
So it's like the kind of the dregs of the internet, basically. It's where people who are complete pariahs, wherever it is they've come from, will hang out. At least that's as I understand it. That's the way it's been, you know, explained over the last few days. And so now Cloudflare's dropping them. Quote, the rationale is simple. They have proven themselves to be lawless. And that lawlessness has caused multiple tragic deaths, said Prince. That's again the Cloudshare CEO of the decision. He said further, quote, even if 8chan may not have violated the letter of the law in refusing to moderate their hate-filled community, they have created an environment that revels in violating its spirit. And it's true. Or at least, you know, if somebody's on your message forum and they're cheering on mass murder, well, that's not illegal. You know, it's at least in the United States, it's not illegal to cheer on somebody committing a crime. It's tacky. It's distasteful.
But they kind of can get you because they can say conspiracy. If someone does get murdered and you encouraged it, I'm pretty sure that they can charge you with some kind of a complicity crime.
Well, I don't know.
In some kind of roundabout way.
I mean, they can certainly charge you with whatever it is they want to charge you.
I've at least seen it on Law and Order once or twice.
And conspiracy is a pretty nebulous kind of charge that, in my opinion, probably shouldn't exist at all. But you're right. I mean, they can definitely charge anybody they want with anything. But if you're just excited by watching people's demise, that's not the same thing as conspiring to make it happen. If somebody posts a post that, you know, that revels in somebody's death, that doesn't necessarily mean they're plotting the next killing. So I think they would have a tough time in getting those charges to stick, but that's not to say
they'll drag you through the mud along the way while the, quote, you know, judicial system figures it out.
Sure. Well, also, it will be hard to figure out who the users are because 8chan is not hosted inside the United States, as I understand it. At least from what I understand, the founder is based in the Philippines. He's a former American military guy who's based in the Philippines. And so I presume that means he's, you know, probably smart enough to not actually host the site inside the United States. So the federal government would have a limited access as far as trying to get information out of the site, like, oh, well, who's user number 1479? Because they're all anonymous, right? Like, there's no, there aren't any accounts, as I understand it, with these sites. And if they are, then they, you know, they don't require any identification or real names or anything like that. So in order for the government to get IP address information about users of the site, they would have to somehow subpoena the site's owner. But he's in the Philippines, so how do you subpoena somebody that doesn't live inside the United States jurisdiction?
Probably be pretty hard.
Yeah. The message board suffered intermittent outages on Monday morning after Cloudflare cut its services. And right now, I am unable to reach 8ch.net, so they are still down. The message board on Monday, Voxility, another internet services company, said it would cease working with 8chan. Voxility banned their host Epic from its platform, effectively cutting off other hate sites that also use Epic's services. Now, I don't know what Voxility does, but they're cutting them off. In El Paso, investigators are reasonably confident the suspect in the shooting, Patrick Cruces, posted the anti-immigrant screed on the site shortly before the shooting, which we did read most of it here on At The Air. We read the first, basically, three pages of the four-page-long manifesto, and essentially in that manifesto, he made it pretty clear that he is a total arch statist who has embraced some of the worst from the right and some of the worst from the left. to combine together into a total statist platform of murder. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got more on the way here. Plus, Dave is questioning reality itself when it comes to the shootings. We'll get into it. It's on the way.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Do you wish you made more money or the same money on less hours? Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating or relationship life? Do you wish you could go wherever you wanted, whenever you wanted? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Silver Dave.
And we've also got the Discord call-in line. Rooms are available to you at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those. You can get on the air with us and sound almost like you are sitting here in the studio with us. By the way, I want to make sure that you know if you've got a local business that you want to accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, and several other cryptos at the point of sale at your cash register, then get on over to helpmetakebitcoin.com because they've made it super easy, like way easier than you think it's going to be. If you've never even been involved in cryptocurrency before, they'll take you through all the steps. It's super simple. Within moments from going to helpmetakebitcoin.com, you'll be able to accept Bitcoin and a bunch of other cryptos. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. They've got apps available for iOS and Android devices. Plus, you can just use a plain old web browser if you need to. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. We go to your calls and thoughts. More on the shootings. Dave's got himself a conspiracy theory, or at least he's questioning things. We'll get into it. But a different Dave is on the line. This one's in Colorado. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Haven't talked about all these
Dave in Colorado?
These vetoes in New Hampshire, have we?
I hear you now. What now? Say again.
We have not talked yet about all these vetoes in New Hampshire, have we?
I don't know about all of these vetoes. I know that the governor in New Hampshire did veto the death penalty repeal, and luckily the state house overturned that veto. So that's one of the more noteworthy ones. What were some of the ones you wanted to mention?
It's actually the aggregate that's interesting. I guess the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is reporting that he's already vetoed 40 bills this year, or maybe this session, and he's expected to veto more.
Well, that's great news, I think. I mean, I support not passing laws, so if he's going to veto a bunch of them, then good.
Yeah, constructive gridlock.
Cool. So was there anything in particular? I mean, I expect that he's going to be vetoing the anti-gun legislation that the Democrats have passed.
Yeah, it looks like he's vetoing a lot of that, and he apparently vetoed there was an attempt at passing a tax on wages. There's never been one in New Hampshire. There's never been an income tax, I guess. He vetoed that. I think that's going to go down in flames, as I understand it. I guess NHPR is reporting that actually the number is up to 44, and it's a record, like you said, a record for the most number of vetoes in the state that's ever happened in one,
wow,
either in one session or in one year. I'm not sure which.
Good to know. Anything else, Dave?
There was something else. I can't remember what it is, so I better let you go.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. He's always following things pretty closely as far as what's going on here in New Hampshire, and I'm grateful that there are people out there like him that are doing that, because it's hard to keep track of everything. It's hard to keep track of you in just a little bit.
I didn't even realize that was Dave Ridley.
Yep. Yeah, well, that was him. Every now and then he goes out to visit family in Colorado, which is why he was calling from Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian and Silver Dave here in the studio. We can talk more about the most recent slaughters that have occurred.
Well, you know, it's speaking of shootings, I want to take a moment here and just quickly talk about gun control. And just say
meaning
that,
like, aim at your target.
Yeah, yeah. I was, you know, if you're looking for more gun control, maybe I could suggest using two hands.
That's a good idea.
And also something a little about,
don't point at something you don't intend to kill.
Don't pull a trigger. You want to squeeze
slowly.
Slowly. Right? You want to squeeze. You want to just let that hammer fall, and you don't really want to pull, because
if you pull, then it jerks the gun.
Exactly.
You're
going to miss your target. You know, good gun control. You really want to hit. You really want to hit your target and have good consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why gun control is really important. And people say, well, you know, Dave, how do you feel about gun control? I say I really am an advocate for really, really tight gun control. You know, control, you know, point of impact, really close together, should look like one hole. You know, five rounds.
On the target.
It should look like, you know, you shoot a bunch of rounds. It should look like just one hole. But all joking aside, Ian, I'm not so sure that I believe that these shootings are what they purport to be.
All right, I want to know what you mean by that, because we had somebody call in and drag out the old claim of, oh, it's a fake shooting, it didn't really happen, Sandy Hook is fake, you know, this ridiculous conspiracy theory that is just... It seems insane.
Now, hold on. Now,
is that what you're saying here?
Not exactly. Okay. Here's the thing. Wise man knows he knows very little.
Fair enough.
All right. So I'm not trying to say that I know anything. In fact, I could only say that I know that I don't know. However, I am skeptical that the story is not exactly as it's reported in the mainstream.
That's probably true. I mean, the mainstream media screws up a lot of stuff. Whenever they do any report on anything, it's guaranteed to be mistakes. But that's just kind of humans. They screw things up.
But they're also owned by some very powerful entities that I believe control a lot. And they have goals and they have intentions. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm in question of, you know, like, and if you're out there listening, I'd be interested to hear, you know, you should call us and tell us what you think, if you have a theory. But I'm really wondering if these shootings are somehow concocted. And what I mean is not that they didn't happen or that bullets weren't necessarily fired. I'm not saying they were either. I'm really not sure. And not to say that people weren't killed or were. I don't know. But I feel like there's an agenda to disarm Americans. I really think that this agenda exists, and I think governments are always trying to do that. And, you know, I feel like historically, when people have been disarmed, the things that follow are usually really bad.
Sure.
And like, you know, like Nazi Germany. Yeah. You know, in fact, just kind of tell a little story, you know, since we're just here, about my grandfather and his sisters, my Aunt Anne. So my grandfather was Polish, and the Nazis came in, and you know, they were killing, and I come from a Jewish family too. So most of his brothers and sisters were killed, and so I have his memoirs. You know, my grandmother wrote about all the things that happened to them. And as a side note, that's something I actually want to have published someday, but. So my Aunt Anne, she lived to be 102. She had no toes. And the story of her toes is that she was being marched by the Nazis. It was a death march that they're being...
Hold that thought. We'll continue the rest of the story here of what happened to your
Aunt Anne's toes.
On the way here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't think it's going to be anything good. That's for sure.
Depends on how you define good, but probably not.
We'll get into it. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. It is Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is now treating the Garlic Festival murders in Gilroy, California, as a domestic terrorism case. FBI Special Agent in Charge John Bennett explains why they opened it.
We have to determine that individual's ideology caused them to commit the act of violence in furtherance of their political and social goals.
President Trump will travel to Dayton and El Paso on Wednesday following the deadly mass murders over the weekend.
the president and the first lady want to go into these communities so that they can share in the sadness, but also share in the anger and try and come up with some solutions and talk to people on the ground there.
White House spokesman Hogan Gidley also says the president wants to talk with those affected by the shootings and also wants to praise first responders who saved lives in both shootings. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 312 points to close at 2630. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you may take control of the airwaves here. Want to join us on the radio? Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Is everything as it seems with these mass shootings? Silver Dave is saying, maybe not. And we can continue here with, of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. By the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by Liberty.menu. It is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, then you ought to be over there at Liberty.menu, where you can list the things that you do. Maybe you've got a business. Maybe you've got a digital content of some sort that you create. Perhaps you're an events coordinator for some kind of liberty-friendly event, and you want people to know about it, get over to liberty.menu and list your things there that you do. You get map positions, little map pointers, and details and photos, and you can upgrade if you want, but it's free by default over at liberty.menu. You can use code FTL, get a Free Talk Live listener badge on your user profile. That's liberty.menu. It's Ian and Silver Dave in the studio here tonight. Silver Dave, you were telling us a story about your aunt.
That's right, my aunt Anne.
Who was in Nazi Germany?
She was Polish.
Polish, okay.
So was my grandfather, and, you know, they were Polish, and the Nazis invaded Poland, mm-hmm. and they were looking for the Jews, and so they had captured, you know, my Aunt Anne and her sister's baby. Mm. So anyway, so to go on and, you know, talk a little about what happens when you get disarmed and what the government usually does to people after they disarm them and why they disarm people, in my opinion, mm-hmm. so that they can make it easier to do these kinds of things. Well, so my Aunt Anne and her sister's baby are being death marched to a concentration camp, and the Nazis are marching them. It's the winter time. And they had makeshift shoes, because the Nazis took the shoes. If you had valuable shoes, they took your shoes. They took things that you had of value, your jewelry. You know, once you got to the death camps, they would send you to the dentist, and they would check to see if you had any
gold fillings out.
Because they'd rip them out of your mouth. And in a lot of cases, they weren't, like, you know, surgical about it. They, you know, did them the fast and, you know...
pair of pliers.
Yeah, the fast and economical way. I mean, can you imagine this, you know, to you or your family?
It's brutal.
Anyway, so my Aunt Anne, they're marching, and it's the winter time, and so her sister, I forget her sister's name, but had a baby, and the baby was crying.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby kept crying, and the Nazis were really annoyed by this, and she's carrying the baby, and she was going slow. So when they got frustrated, they took the baby, they put the baby on the ground, and just shot the baby right in the head, right in front of the mother.
Wow.
And so now the mother was, you know, she was brokenhearted, and now she was not marching, and she's going slow.
Mm-hmm.
And so now... they got frustrated with her, and they shot her in the head right in front of my Aunt Anne. And so my Aunt Anne, she ended up living to be 102. Well,
wow.
She, of course, she was pretty brokenhearted, too, to watch her sister and her sister's little baby be killed by these guys. Well, they stopped one night to, you know, sort of stop and, you know, rest.
Yeah.
And she, you know, people slept in whatever they could, and she fell asleep in some pile of hay. Well, somehow the Nazis went off, and they started marching again in the morning, mm-hmm. and they didn't realize she wasn't with them.
Mm.
She had fallen asleep, and she hadn't woke up. Well, sometime in the morning, a local family found her in the hay, and she was, you know, barely alive, and so they brought her in their house.
Close to frozen to death.
Right. And so they took care of her, and they, you know, called a local doctor, and they didn't, you know, tell anyone that they had found her,
right.
And they assumed she was obviously Jewish. Well, she ended up surviving, but she lost all of her toes from frostbite because she didn't have shoes. She had socks and some kind of makeshift footwear. Why am I talking about this? Well, I'm talking about this because if, in my opinion, if these folks had firearms, mm-hmm. it would have been a lot harder to tell them, you're going to walk. And it would have been a lot harder to capture them. And so armed people are a lot harder to capture. And
no doubt. The
Nazis, before they started exterminating the Jews, they disarmed the Jews. And it's not the only time in history.
Sure.
If you look at...
But isn't it true? I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you here at all. I agree that it's good to have people in a population have the freedom to bear arms. For some of the reasons you're specifying, so they can resist a tyrannical government. There's no doubt about that. I mean, that would be arguably one of the main reasons why the Second Amendment exists in the Bill of Rights, as the Founding Fathers acknowledged that. But isn't it true, and I got to, you know, admit I'm not a student of history here, but I had heard that many of, at the very least, the German Jews turned themselves in. So, like, had they, even if they'd had, because they didn't know they were going to death camps. At that point in time, that didn't come out until much later. So I don't know where they thought they were going to go, but they were, like, you know, doing their good citizenly duty to go and report where they were told to report, like into the inner cities.
Well, that's,
right?
That's a great point. That's a great point. But here's the thing. Just like you said, it's difficult to predict the future. And sometimes, you know, guys show up and they say, you know, turn yourself in. Or the punishment will be worse
mm-hmm.
if you don't turn yourself in. So they thought that if they didn't turn themselves in,
it would be worse.
They would be killed. So they said, okay, well, we better turn ourselves in because they're going to, you know, they're just going to do something. But they probably didn't realize they were going to be digging their own graves.
No, I don't think they did.
And being buried in them.
I don't think they did. But that's the point. It's a twofold thing that you need, Dave. You need not only the right to bear arms, but you also need to have the will to resist. Because if you just do what you're told, then you'll turn in the guns when they say turn in the guns.
I agree.
If you do what you're told, then you'll jump through all the hoops that they tell you to jump through, including the hoops to your own demise, eventually, even though you don't realize it. So at some point, people have to say, no, we're not going to do that. No, we're not going to participate. Kind of like in New Zealand, where they only had a very, very small portion of the gun owners this year turn in their guns when the New Zealand government was demanding that people turn in guns. There were a ton of gun owners who did not show up, who did not turn in their guns. Same thing was true in Connecticut when they did some gun confiscations there within the last couple of years after the Sandy Hook thing, where they changed the laws and they wanted everybody to come down and register their guns. Well, a bunch of people didn't. And so that's the important, that to me, that's the most important part. Like, even if you didn't have guns and all you had was the will to resist, you'd still do better than the people who just turned themselves into the goons.
I agree. I agree with you. In fact, I would agree with you even more to say that the resistance is probably even more valuable than the guns.
Yeah.
Because the resistance, you know, you can create weapons. And so you probably heard about things like nunchucks and staffs and things like that. And that stuff came from, like, old farmers learned that, you know, they didn't have weapons like guns and things like that, but they needed to defend themselves, and so they practiced using, like, garden tools as weapons because they were not, they wouldn't strip, you know, the powers that be would not strip them of, you know, their garden tools, so they practiced using, like, a sickle and things like that as weapons, which is a really valuable point that, you know, those things can make very good weapons. And even firearms are really not that useful for defense in crowded areas. So, like, a lot of people talk about, you know, gun owners. Well, if there's a shooter in a public crowded place, another shooter trying to neutralize that person may create additional collateral damage.
Sure.
Because it's tough to shoot the guy without shooting the people in the backdrop.
Dangerous.
So, and guns aren't always the best weapon. But having the resistance and being armed sure does help to be armed.
No doubt.
And
that'll give them a second. It'll give them something to think about, right? Like, if your resistance, if your population is willing to refuse to obey, is also armed, that's going to make things way more difficult on whatever occupying force we're talking about, whether it be your local state government or the federal government or some foreign occupying force. They definitely don't want to go up against somebody who's armed. There's no doubt about it. On the other, you know, and by the same token, if the people are not being, they're not doing what they're told to do, they're not jumping through the hoops, it's really, that screws their entire plan up. Because even though we know this government isn't voluntary in that they won't let you opt out, so we know they're not voluntary, but we know that to some extent, if people didn't just go along to get along, it would be near to impossible for the government to achieve whatever goal it has set out for itself. We can continue. You can share your thoughts with us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get the free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about obedience and being armed. And these are the two most important, I think, two of the most important factors as to whether or not you're going to be ruled and to what extent you will be ruled. It's Ian and Silver Dave in the studio here tonight. And I do want to say thank you to Nahor, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. And that means that Nahor is contributing $5 per month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here to show that you appreciate Free Talk Live, the fact that we're on all seven nights a week, that we are live across an entire week, over 200 radio stations from coast to coast and beyond. We're talking about the ideas of freedom and peace and liberty and cryptocurrency every single night here on Free Talk Live. So if that's valuable to you, if you think it's worth, you know, the price of a fancy cup of coffee every month, please join the AMP program. You can use PayPal. You can also use credit card as well as Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So, Dave, we were just expressing, I think, a very similar sentiment, and that is that people need to learn to say no.
Yeah, I mean, what's so funny is that freedom, like, instead of having to give half, I mean, you know, if we can argue, people argue all the time about how much money they really pay into the system for services that they really want. And the government wastes so much money. Like, do you really want to spend your money killing farmers in Afghanistan? You know?
No.
And, like, but, like, giving half your money, I feel like most of your money goes into the taxes if you really calculated all the costs of things. But some people would say, no, it's only, you know, income tax and property tax, and it's 50%. But back to the point. You could keep all your money. You could do what you want. You could live. You could love. You could live your life. And we could have it tomorrow.
Sure.
Tomorrow. Real freedom. If everyone, and we don't need everyone, just need like even just like
10% would be crushing.
10%, 25%, just like a tenth or two-tenths of the people, if we were all just going to say, you know what, we're going to say no, and we're really going to mean it, and we stood up for each other, tomorrow we'd have freedom. We could have it. It's so close. It's just so easy if we just said no.
Is it easy or is it simple? Because there's a difference.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So it's simple, but not necessarily easy.
And the reason why it's not easy is because everybody's afraid of going first. You know, oh, well, if I go first, then they're going to cut my head off and, you know, put it on a spike so people know to not say no, and they're going to punish you if you say no.
And that's a great point. And that brings me to confidence that it would really work. If, for example, you knew that when you said no, you knew that your guy to your left and your right were going to say no also, mm-hmm. you knew that it was really going to work, you would do it, right? Like, if you knew it was going to work.
I would hope they would.
Yeah, but people don't want to do it because they feel like it's not going to work, and they're just going to be the guy that says no, and then they're going to get hung,
yeah.
or they're going to get put in jail. So no one wants to do it because they don't have the confidence that we can really resist and really stop the tyrannical oppression that is. And that is a major, major problem. And it makes me think of, I hate to use this example of a Facebook meme, but just a few days ago, you know, I'm looking at Facebook, and a meme goes by from this, like, sort of, you know, liberty-minded guy posts, and he says, you know, it's like a little cartoon drawing, and it says, "Who here loves their children?" And it shows all these people raising their hand. And then the next picture says, "Who here will disobey laws that harm their children?" And everyone bows their head in shame and they have their hands down. Because even things that will harm their children that they, quote, love, they're scared of the system. And I'm not saying that, I'm not saying that they're bad. It is scary. It does kill people.
And it does take children from families.
It takes children away. It murders people. It tortures people.
That's why you'll see a lot of activists basically drop off the radar as soon as they have children. Because then, all of a sudden, there's more risk involved. Or at least they feel like their child is at risk. And they're like, well, I love activism, but I don't want to rock the boat and have the Department of Children and Families come take my kid from me. So then they just don't do anything. Or they stay completely behind the scenes and are, you know, not as impactful as they could be. But, you know, it's just frustrating, Dave, because there is risk involved if you want to achieve freedom. You do have to put something on the line. It does, you know, freedom ain't free, like they say.
That's
and that's because there are a bunch of people out there that don't want you to be free. And they're going to fight tooth and nail. They're not just going to... You know, tomorrow, if 25% of people, as you suggested, refuse whatever government demands came at them, whether it be, you know, a court order or a business license or, you know, whatever it is we're talking about, if 25% of them refused, well, there's still a bunch of people around who might turn them in, you know, because you can't trust all your neighbors to not be arch status who are aligned with the governments and the governments want.
And they'll definitely turn you in to save their own hide, no doubt. But that's where, you know, just thinking about this is a really interesting subject to me because, like many people, I really like the idea of freedom. A lot of people have a misconception of what freedom is. They feel like freedom is, you know, voluntarily agreeing to be oppressed. I'm going to say that in a weird way. But
Well, I think Rudy Giuliani said obedience is freedom.
Yeah,
I think he
stuff
said
like
that.
Yeah, but so thinking about these numbers, instead of having, you know, 10 or 25%, because that takes a lot, of course, to get that many people to, you know, to really disobey. I feel like the numbers could be a lot smaller if people were geographically centralized.
Well, it's hard to get people to pick up their lives and move. I mean, it's been a real challenge to get even libertarians who purportedly care about freedom to pick up and migrate here to New Hampshire. You and I have, Dave.
And I was in the Army, and I had gone to a lot of different countries and a lot of different places, and I would just watch the most ridiculous things the government was doing, and I realized that I just couldn't do it anymore. So I had to say, I'm not going to do this job anymore. I had to walk away from, you know, from a lot that I had built up in a military career. And I came to New Hampshire because I heard about this Free State project, and there was this movement going on there. And I thought that everyone was, like, in one place. There's this, like, super village of, like, liberty. But the problem with it was everyone was split up in all these different places. And so you kind of got there, and it was, like, the same as every other place, you know, except that, you know, speckled all around.
Right.
So I have this idea in my mind that if you could get people to come to, you know, more of a centralized place where there was people that were really into liberty and they were
really close
together.
You're talking about someplace smaller than New Hampshire. You mean like
a town
or a neighborhood.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing. If you, for example, a neighborhood or a town's a great example. Because a town is big enough that if they like firebombed the whole town, it would be hard to cover that up.
Right.
On the other hand, it's small enough that you could actually fill a town with like liberty-minded people. And I mean, like, I just speculate that if you could get one town, whether it's Keene or some town where you could get, you know, the majority of people to come to that town and really mean, like, I mean individual liberty. I mean, like, everything is voluntary. And they would come there and they would say no. And they really meant it. And they really stood up for each other. I feel like that would really build that momentum.
I think it could. Though there was something years ago, like, I don't know, 15 years ago, toward the very beginning of the Free State Project, somebody cooked up the idea of the Free Town Project. Have you ever heard of this?
No, but okay. I love it.
So they chose Grafton as the destination. That's a little town here in not quite to the north country, but northern.
I almost moved to Grafton.
Central.
It was so there was like no police there.
It's very remote.
But
I
that's
think
the
they
problem.
Have a police chief. I think that's all they got though.
Maybe, but it was very limited.
Yeah.
But then they didn't have the infrastructure. That was the problem I found.
Like no internet.
Yeah, there was like no internet. There was no buildings. You had to like build your own tool shed. Like you lived in like a.
Well, that's part of the trade-off, of course. In in the places where there's very little government. In the places where there's a lot built up, there tends to be more government around. But anyway, what happened with the Free Town Project concept? Was it didn't pan out. The people who were the primary organizers of it were too loud and obnoxious about what they had planned to do. So they made like a big deal about the Free Town Project, and guess what? The townspeople found out about it, and there was a major pushback by many of the people who lived in the town. They felt like they were going to be infiltrated. They felt like they were going to be invaded by the Free Towners. There's more coming up here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So you know, there's kind of like the quiet route of quietly infiltrating, and then there's the big pay attention to us kind of route, and that route didn't seem to work real well for the Freetown Project. Hour 2's coming up.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.